after, I would just note the things like the loan, the...
All right. So now we're reopening our budget to do a budget amendment. So once again, present are Brian Batt, Joshua Whitaker, Tim White. And we basically are just going to review the budget that we discussed last month and make sure that we're good with this. We had to make a few changes, move some money around to get it in places where we could use it. And we had to get paid the when we buried that power line up to the well. We had to get that bill paid. So a big change was we moved $200,000 from the electric fund. Wait, I'm not reading that right. Previously, we were going to move $278,000. It's now $309,000. That's what it is. And then we transferred from the electric fund. We were going to transfer $88,000. Now it's $200,000. And that's what we needed to move for...
Well, $25,000 is what we're moving from the electric fund. And
then, yeah, so the electric fund is going to loan the water fund at 3.9%.
Yeah. The general fund.
The general fund. We're going to loan the general fund at 3.9%, the $200,000 needed to pay the rest of that.
For the flood. This is the $200,000. Yeah.
Killing me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's lots. So $25,000 from electric to water. That's just a straight
That
across.
Was water. That was just a transfer. Yeah. The loan is so that we can cover the costs we're incurring up. So I met with the Department of Emergency Management for the state earlier this afternoon, and they said that as long as we're under $150,000, they can approve, like, almost immediately any costs we incur. But we have to pay them out of pocket first. So we have to have the money, pay it, and then they reimburse us, and that's the way it works. Now, something that helps with this is, on Monday, the county declared an emergency, and it now is an umbrella over all of us. So Fillmore, Meadow, and Fillmore had all done their own emergency declarations, and now we fit under the umbrella of Millard County. So we can share resources, and we can pull county resources that we would have had to pay for out of pocket and then wait to get reimbursed. We can just pull them from them. So like the 10,000 sandbags I brought down, you know, we would have had to pay for those, use them, get reimbursed, but instead I just went to their warehouse and said, there's still room in my bed. Somehow I counted to 10 and ended up with 12. And I have no idea, because I counted them three different times. And I had to crawl up on top of stuff and knock them down, so I knew I was only going to do the bare minimum.
The guy's still going over his spreadsheet.
Yeah, he's like, how come I?
Yeah, he inventory doesn't matter. 3 days, I'm missing two bags.
Actually, I counted his inventory and reported it, so. Okay. And we agreed on the number I got. So we were like, yeah, you got 54 left, and I took 10. And they just brought 34 more in today.
Okay,
so
today.
I'm going to go up and get 10,000 more bags.
Awesome.
Anyway, does anyone have a comment they want to make about the budget and the changes we're making? I mean, questions on why? Hopefully we just explained why. But you can ask specifics if you'd like. Did you? If you have any concerns, I mean, we've actually taken quite a bit of money out of our savings recently just to knock some stuff out and quit messing around with it. Get it paid off, be done with it, and then we can start building again in our savings. And with that, it's so critical that we track everything we do with fire and flood. That's going to make a big difference in reimbursements. And like our fire guys, we're getting paid for once for being on a fire. That's always nice. And any equipment we use, all of that needs to be included. Okay. I think that's it for this. Well, I guess we can wait.
You actually have to pay the penalty for the last one, but you have to vote to close it.
We have to vote to close it?
Make a motion to close it.
Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to close the meeting on amending the budget.
I moved
that we close the meeting.
So amending the budget.
On reopening.
What's that? I move that we close the public hearing.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We're adjourned. Yeah, I should ask.
I googled it quick. I was like, Josh.